In the West, the term yoga is primarily associated with body exercises, practicing various asanas or postures, such as in Hatha Yoga. But as described in the scriptures of the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali of ancient India, yoga is associated with spiritual exercise, or spirituality, we can say. Hence, yoga is involved with the spirit. But how? The Sanskrit term yoga means to yoke. A yoke is a device used to harness one thing to another thing. For instance, a device used to join two cows working together in a team. So, in the spiritual practice of yoga, what are these two cows? Cow comes from the Sanskrit or Gothic term gau. And the term gau is also the metaphor for world in the scriptures. Hence we can say that the spiritual practice of yoga involves yoking of the two worlds constituting one's own spirit and the universe's spirit. Can you guess what are these two worlds? Yeah? Well, of course, the perceived world in the mind dimension and the real world in the real dimension. The perceived world contains your perceived self, and the real world contains your real body or part of your real self. Yoga means to bring these two together so that they are in harmony working together as a team. Hence, yoga is the mode of real spirituality because it deals with your spirit, attuning your spirit with truth. It means purity of mind, purity of body, purity of spirit, purity of consciousness. Your consciousness is but composed of your spirit. What does purity mean? To understand purity, we must understand what impurity means. For instance, let's take this bottle of water. Now, this water is either pure or impure. What do we mean when we say the water in this bottle is impure? It means there are things in this water inside this bottle that are not water. Anything other than water in this bottle makes the water impure. If we mix some dirt or mud in this water will be muddied with dirt. Then what you see is the mud, the dirt, suspended in clear water. You don't see the water, which itself is clear, transparent, lucid. Similarly, your consciousness is lucid, clear, pure. However, when it is muddied with ignorance, and all kinds of illusions are suspended within it, all you experience is the illusion that appear as real to you, and you fail to experience the purity of consciousness, the spirit composing your consciousness. That is the state of being deluded about reality. You think you are experiencing the real world, failing to realize that the world that you are experiencing is but your own spirit. In the mind dimension. It is your own consciousness in the mind dimension. Take away the dirt from the water and all you are left with is pure water. And when you drink that purified water, your thirst is quenched, your body is healed, and you feel good. But if you were to drink muddied water, then you know what will happen to you. All sorts of problems will arise, right? Similarly, when your consciousness, your mind, is muddied with delusion, then you are bound to experience all sorts of problems in life. But wipe away the delusion caused by ignorance, and what you will experience is clarity, wisdom, love, compassion, righteousness, and all the virtues that are but inherent in the spirit that comprises you, which manifest themselves naturally and automatically when you are attuned with truth in the purity of consciousness. Purity of consciousness brings about harmony, attunement, and the necessary harnessing of the spirit in the two realms, the two worlds, the worlds comprised of your spirit and the universes.